If you visited the grocery store beer aisle lately, you might have noticed a growing number of beer options, many of them brewed right here in New Hampshire. These hoppy IPAs, porters, and session ales are part of a larger craft beer movement that has swept the nation in recent years. In our series, Only in New Hampshire, we're answering your questions about the state. And for this story, producer Taylor Quimby tapped into New Hampshire's craft brew economy.
Hiking this week, I actually went to Tuckerman's Brewery.
This is Concord resident Benjamin Kramer. And the question Benjamin wants answered is, and I quote, is the craft beer hype in New Hampshire actually generating business? Is there factual, significant growth?
What made you ask this question in the first place? Are you just a big fan of craft beer?
Yeah, I went to UNH in the Seacoast, so having a Smutty Nose beer always made me feel really good. Yeah. It's like, oh, it just came like 20 miles away, not even.
But before I could investigate Benjamin's question, I had to know one thing first. What exactly qualifies as craft beer?
As they say, it's kind of like love. You know, can't describe it, but once you got it, you know it.
That's Chris Shea, former head brew guy at Henniker Brewing Company. And basically, what he's saying is that there is no legal definition for craft beer.
Here at the Brewers Association, we don't define craft beer. We recognize that might have, you know, different interpretations in the eye of the beer lover.
And that's Bart Watson, chief economist, actually the only economist, at the Brewers Association, a national trade group made up of American craft brewers.
What we do define is a craft brewer, one that's small, independent, and traditional.
The Brewers Association's concept of small is loose enough to allow Sam Adams to be considered craft, but tight enough to exclude Red Hook, which is owned in part by Anheuser-Busch InBev. And according to their guidelines, about 60 of New Hampshire's 65 breweries qualify as craft, enough to give the economy a solid boost.
In 2014, we found that the craft brewing industry had a $359 million impact on the state of New Hampshire.
Now, that figure isn't calculated just on sales alone. There are the beer festivals, the specialty beer stores, plus all the other economic ripples associated with small business. But to answer Benjamin's question, we can't just look at the numbers. We have to look at growth. So I turned to Jim Barbuti, an auditing supervisor for the New Hampshire Liquor Commission.
The number of manufacturers have grown tremendously in New Hampshire. Production-wise, it has not.
So that's more brewers, but not necessarily more beer.
Due to the fact most nano breweries is a one-barrel system, so they can only make 31 gallons at a time, which doesn't go very far.
If you're confused, let me explain. Craft brewery may not have a legal definition here in New Hampshire, but another label does, nano brewery. In 2011, New Hampshire started offering a discount on licensing fees to breweries that made less than 2,000 barrels of beer per year. Since then, the number of overall breweries has more than tripled, most of them nanos. And even though their output is hardly a drop in the bucket compared to a brewer like Anheuser-Busch, their percentage of market share has been growing year over year.
So for our purposes, it's not a huge tax revenue for us, but it's a good tourism for the state in the whole for people to come up to New Hampshire.
While the market share growth of craft beer has been very positive these past few years, Barbuti and others acknowledge that the market's getting tight and that growth is slowing down. That's true from a national perspective, too. Here's Bart Watson from the Brewers Association.
So last year we saw more than 800 brewery openings and less than 100 closings. In the long run, that's unsustainable.
The fear is that shelf space at grocery stores and tap lines at restaurants and bars are so jam-packed with new craft beers, there's just not much room left. And consumers can be overwhelmed when there are too many choices. But not everybody thinks that the craft beer boom is flattening out.
Frankly, there's about 5,300 breweries in the U.S. There's, around 10,000 wineries? You don't see anyone saying, like, hey, there's too many wineries.
Nicole Carrier is one of the co-founders of Throwback Brewery in Northampton, New Hampshire. For her, production size and distribution, it's just part of the picture. And she would know. She's one of just a few crafty beer makers to graduate from nano status to full-service brew pub. She's even growing her own hops and farm-to-table food on site.
You know, you can sit in our beer garden and drink a beer and look at the pigs, right, that are eating the grain that we're used to make that beer, or watching our farmer farm the kale that will go in the kale salad that you might be eating at the time.
So let's go back to Benjamin's original question. Is the craft beer hype in New Hampshire actually generating business? Is there factual significant growth? In summary, the amount of overall beer being produced in the state is down, but the amount of beer being brewed by craft brewers and the number of craft breweries is up. And that regional focus appears to be a win for local economies.
Cool. So I think that's it. How do you feel?
I think so.
You're good?
Pretty happy to know where my beer comes from.
For Only in New Hampshire, I'm Taylor Quimby.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you. Yeah. Another thing that's fun about craft beer is there's always a new glass, it feels like. It feels just slightly different. I mean, IPA is IPA, but I've never had this one before.